There's been a surprise outcome in the first round of the French presidential election. The extreme right-wing candidate Jean-Marie Le Pen came in second ahead of Prime Minister Lionel Jospin. This means it will be Le Pen, not Jospin, who will face incumbent Jacques Chirac in the second round on May 5th, NPR's Nick Spicer reports.
Two left-wing French newspapers had a picture of Le Pen and the simple headline, "Non." The conservative daily Le Figaro splashed earthquake on its front page. For 20 years, Jean-Marie Le Pen and his anti-immigrant National Front have been considered pariahs by most voters and mainstream politicians. Now, the 73-year-old former paratrooper is the closest to political respectability he has ever been. He won 17% of first-round votes, right behind President Jacques Chirac at nearly 20%. Le Pen called yesterday's outcome a victory over the political establishment.
N'ayez pas peur, chers compatriotes.
Do not be afraid, my fellow citizens. Dare to dream, you who are the downtrodden, the foot soldiers. Don't be shut in by the old divisions between the right and left. You who have put up with the errors of politicians and who are the first victims of crime, I call on you, whatever your race or religion, to vote for me in the second round.
Le Pen voters said they chose him because they were afraid of rising crime and thought he was the best able to fight it. Law and order was the issue in this race. Both President Jacques Chirac and Le Pen talked about it repeatedly in their campaign appearances. After the results came in, Prime Minister Lionel Jospin suggested Chirac had exploited the public's concern to win votes. Then, as Jospin acknowledged defeat, he announced his retirement from politics.
Et j'en tire les conclusions en me retirant de la vie politique.
I draw the necessary conclusion, he said, and I'm retiring from political life. I express my regret and thanks to those who voted for me and to the French people whom I have tried my best to serve these past 5 years. Jospin also blamed his defeat on the split of the left-wing vote among several candidates. A total of 16 men and women from across the political spectrum took part in the race. The extreme left won 10% of the vote. Jospin took 16, 1 point behind Le Pen. Mainstream politicians last night struggled to explain the outcome. Record abstention at 30%. Some said the media shouldn't have presented a Jospin-Chirac duel in the second round as a foregone conclusion. Others blamed voters for engaging in a dangerous protest vote. But they couldn't explain away the appearance in the second round of Jean-Marie Le Pen, a man who has long called for the forced repatriation of France's immigrants, a man who has called the Holocaust a detail of history, and a man who was recently convicted of assaulting a woman politician. President Chirac, who must now fight the far-right leader, reacted to the news with a solemn speech, one more suited to a time of national crisis than a candidate hitting the campaign trail.
Aujourd'hui, ce qui est en cause, c'est notre cohésion nationale.
Today, what is at stake is our national cohesion, he said, and the values of the Republic to which all the French are profoundly attached, and the idea that we have of human beings, their rights, and their dignity. Politicians from all mainstream parties are calling on voters to cast their ballots for Chirac in the second round in the name of the Republic. Polls give Le Pen no chance of winning on May the 5th, but that didn't reassure tens of thousands of demonstrators who spontaneously took to the streets of Paris and several other French cities. This young Parisian woman spoke on French TV wearing a sign that said, "I am ashamed."
France likes to give lessons to other countries, and we're supposedly a democracy. I can't believe that a party like this should get through. I thought we were above it.
The Le Pen upset is sending shockwaves beyond France's borders. Sweden's prime minister says he wants all European powers to unite against racism and xenophobia. Britain's chief rabbi called the result disturbing in light of Le Pen's racist past. He said it should trouble all those with long political memories. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.